you know, and mostly a bunch of young guys, and they just love playing football together, especially now that they're working with this team.
Good, good. So you watch the Dallas Cowboys. You feel like that they're a top-notch team this year, right?
Yes.
And they're going to, and I know you're building your intuition. You've had angelic experiences. So was this an intuition, or was this a dream that they would win, or both?
Both.
Okay, that's good. I love that. So I talked to my dad yesterday. He said the same thing about Dallas Cowboys. He said, I feel like you say, Tari, they're going to win. So we'll keep tracking on that one and checking on it. And are they playing again next weekend or the week after?
Yeah, they play Sunday.
Okay, good. So does
it's going to be a trick for me to get from – they play it early at noon here. So.
Right.
I got to go to church and then get back home.
That's good. So I love that. So I know that we're going to talk a little bit about your intuition, which we just did, and your feeling. And we can't, and so you intuitively, do you feel like maybe that the Dallas Cowboys can go to the Super Bowl? I know it's only game one. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I just said yes. I think they're going to go.
Good deal. So you guys heard it. This is the first time Tony has said, and she's extremely intuitive, psychic, whatever you want to call her, has said that the Dallas Cowboys have a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. Yay. I love that. So I know that you had a big day this weekend, or a big weekend with hypnotherapy. And Heidi, Dr. Heidi, who is a naturopath doctor, healed herself of bipolar and also epilepsy. And she works with people now, helping them. And I know she's helped you with your depression. And so what did you take away from the hypnotherapy? What did that mean to you? So, because I want to talk about that a little bit, because Heidi talked to me last night about it. So I got an education on it. I was like, wow, that's cool. So does it help your emotions? Does it help your physical body? And does it help your spiritual connection? That's my question to you.
Yeah, I think all three.
okay.
You see, I've got, like, she calls them body movements.
Okay.
And I reminded her yesterday that I inherited this from my mother. My mother had it. And so I guess when I got it, it was just like, this is it. But it doesn't make it any less comfortable because I can't sit still. And so what she did was she did hypnotherapy on me.
Uh-huh.
And for the first time in years, my body was actually still. You know, I mean, I was just laying there, and she actually took a video of me. And so what she did was she gave me some tools to use to try and recognize it. You know, mainly to acknowledge that this is not something that's wrong. This is just me. This is something that's going on with me. And I just had to figure out, you know, through all of these different tools, what we can do to make it be less.
Okay. So you have body movements. Some people call them tics, I believe, T-I-C-S.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've had them for how long?
All my life.
All your life, since you were a little girl.
It's gotten worse since I've, of course, been an adult.
Okay. All right. And so they've gotten worse. And I was telling my cousin about that, you know, because he couldn't sit still either. He still can't. And I wonder if he has that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what I have, Tari. Exactly. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's certainly not mind over matter, because it doesn't matter how much I try to not let my body move. It does move.
Okay. All right. So it moves anyway, and like you have to be moving your legs, your arms, and all that kind of stuff, correct?
Yeah.
So, all right.
I mean, it's not that I have to, they just do.
Okay. Okay.
It's uncontrollable.
Okay. All right. I understand. And when you're driving, it happens when you're driving, when you're sleeping, whatever, correct? I want to be real clear. Okay. And when she took the video, do you remember being awake or being a little bit of sleep? Or take us on that journey. How does the hypnotherapy work? If you can remember, I don't know. So,
I was awake, but I was in a really, really deep state. I could hear everything that was. I knew everything that was going on.
Okay.
But she had me in such a deep state that nothing was moving.
Oh, wow. So a deep state of relaxation? Am I getting that right? Okay.
Yes, and it was like, oh, wow. So this is what it feels like to be completely relaxed. I mean, it was like I was, when I woke up, my body was, I can't remember the word. It was like I had been relaxing for the first time.
In a long time, if ever, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So did she use words like she said, you're getting relaxed, and you could hear her say.
She does, kind of like you do with the meditation,
uh-huh.
Your deep breathing, and, kind of go back, backwards like that with your, not backwards, but a lot of it is your deep breathing. And then she just takes you into a very, very, very relaxed state.
Okay. So do you have, words that you hear, like peace, love, and those kind of things?
Yeah,
that,
okay. She gave me all of those things. Calm, peace, things like trigger words that I can use.
Okay. So when you hear those words, or you say them yourself, right, you don't have to hear them, you can say them. Then your body remembers that deep relaxation when you're not moving, and it responds. Am I getting that right?
Just do, but I haven't remembered to do it. Of course, I'm really busy.
You're so funny. So now you got to remember to do this. Say, okay, you wake up, your eyes flutter open in the morning, and you say peace, love, and calm, right, or something
that. I need to remember to do that. Only when you just now reminded me of that, Tori, did I remember that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe I can help you put something together so you can remember that. Because Heidi talked to me about it last night. I was like, oh, how interesting. And I know this is something, your tics or your movements have been something that you've wanted to stop for a long time. But you can't just say stop and it stops. All right. So when you hear those words like peace, love, and calm, then you can, and you say them or you hear them, then that will make create your body to respond and stop moving, right? Am I getting that right? Okay. Well, good. Well, we just need to make sure that I'll put something together for you, Tony, sometimes I like when I hear other people tell me something rather than me trying to do it, because then it's like, oh, that's just me, right? Okay, cool. So let me ask you this. Is that part of your, you take medication, naturopath medication, but can you heal your body of not only tics or movements, but maybe, I don't know, with hypnotherapy, can you heal your body of, sicknesses? Maybe if you have a fever or a heart problem, or do you know any of that? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people do it, to stop smoking.
Oh, okay. All right. Stop smoking. That's cool. And
I don't know what they did it for, but there was a college football team here in Texas. Texas has a really big football stuff, but I can't remember which college it was, maybe it was UT, they had, right before the season started this year,
right,
had a hypnotherapist come down there, and I do hypnotherapy on the team, and so I don't know what it was for. But I know that whatever it did, it was like what the people, they didn't even know they were hypnotized and they were doing different things. Somebody has, they did an article on it, you know, a news article on it, and so different people were talking about hypnosis, and one lady said, you know, I smoked for years, and I went and had one hypnotherapy session, and I
right.
didn't want cigarettes after that. So it
Wow. So if you have, if you like sugar, like if you're like eat a lot of sweet things and you're not supposed to, or you want to cut down, you could do a hypnotherapy session. Do you need to do more than one, or does one help, or
it
do you?
It depends. You know.
Okay.
Like she said, she gave me all of these. The one lady said, you know, I it worked for me for smoking just one session.
Okay.
So.
All right. Heidi was talking to me about it yesterday because she was excited for you. She said that, how about the oils? You have oils that you're using with your...
She gave me an essential oil.
Uh-huh.
And she rubbed it on my chest, and I'm supposed to be able to, you know, use that to help bring me back to that state.
Oh, wow. Okay. So she used a essential oil. Do you remember... I know this, I'm asking this probably because you're over... You got all this is just brand new. So do you remember the oil that she used? Because there's an oil called peace. So there's a, you know, peace oil or.
Well, she gave it to me. All of that was included in the. What?
In the.
I had gotten a lot of other things from her that day,
right.
A lot of other refills. And so her hypnotherapy, she just included in the cost of every, you know, she didn't charge me extra for the hypnotherapy. And,
right.
Yeah, the essential oil she sent with me. And it's like a roll-on, has a roll-on applicator, and it's lavender.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Lavender?
Yeah, lavender? Okay.
I believe it's
all
lavender.
Right. Okay, so you've got that, you're good. And what is your hope with that, Tony? I know you don't want to move any, like stop the involuntary movements, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And... And you also want to connect with the spiritual part of you, which is
yes.
the part of, you know, like with your angels. With I know that you've been doing a meditation that I created for you.
Yeah.
And you had a time with your dad who's on the other side, because we never die. We just go to heaven,
uh-huh.
land, or whatever, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. So here's my question to you. Do you feel that... To do any of this, that you have to have, like you have to look at it from the spiritual perspective of wanting to be better, not only with your physical body, but your emotional body and your spiritual body, right? You feel that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is meditation important for you?
Yes.
I agree. So those who are listening now, listening later. I love Tony. Tariya, I lost the meditation that she gave me, right, because I sent it to her so she could listen to it in the morning. And I realized, I was like, you know what, I just need to record it on the studio. So I started recording it, and now it works better for you, and I get it. So, yeah. And, okay, so that's your goal there. And how about your – I want to go back a little, to the meditation. How many times a week do you meditate? Do you do it every day or – are you going to do the lavender oil or the oils every day and peace, love, and calm? And what's your thoughts on that? Because I don't want to do too much today because I know that you're just getting used to it. So what do you feel?
Well, see, I'm supposed to, when I notice the movements and things going on, like acknowledge it and, you know, just, okay, yeah, it's happening and, you know, and try to, like, I don't know if the word is control or what, but just acknowledge that it's going on. And basically when you acknowledge that it's going on, you can just say, okay, so this is going on, and remember what it was like when I was just laying there completely still.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So, Tony, that's amazing. So you were laying there completely still. You didn't have any involuntary movements like that.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And that's amazing and wonderful. So now you can go back to that and figure it out, you know, what you acknowledge it. It's not that you're judging it, oh, I'm so bad because I'm doing this again, or this is not working for me. You say, okay, these ticks are happening, or these movements are happening, and then you rub the oil on your chest and you say those words, and it helps. Correct? Did
yes.
I get that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And calm, peace, and love, is that the three words? Is there
yeah.
any more? Okay. Do you have any more words, or is those the ones that are your triggers?
Well, yeah, mainly. Also, she did, when I was hypnotized, she did different colors. I was supposed to be imagining. It's like a color for me for calm.
Uh-huh.
Color for
oh.
me for not calm.
Okay. So what's a color for calm? Do you remember? Or is
yeah.
that...
My favorite color is green, and so that's what the color it was. It's like a deep green.
Okay. And then the not calm would be a color that you would choose for that. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was more of like a yellow color.
Okay. Okay. So what you're saying to me is like it's personalized. So if green, a deep green,
yeah.
color
yeah.
green is calm, for you, and yellow is not calm, it's like a lot of activity, then you
yeah.
would imagine the deep green because that's what works for you, where mine
yeah.
might be blue or pink or something, right?
Okay.
Or okay, all right. Well, that's good. Huh. So, and how long was the session? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe
all
an
right.
hour. I don't think it was an hour, but could have been an hour.
Okay. So you just lost all track of time. You just were there
oh, yeah.
in the moment with Heidi, and she was talking to you about
yeah,
the words.
An hour because I got there at 3 my time,
mm-hmm.
and it was 5 when I left.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Okay, good. So yeah, you guys were doing it for about an hour, and you weren't thinking about time or anything. You were just like
no,
sitting
no.
there and okay, good. I'm not. And were you by yourself, or were there others with you, or
no, just
that...
by myself.
Okay, huh? I wanna try that. That's good. So, I was telling my cousin. He's like, yeah, I got involuntary movements. I go, I know. I said sitting beside you in church was tough because you'd be like moving all around. So he'd get in trouble because. You know, for doing that, but I'm happy for you. And so what do you want to do with this? Do you want to make your meditations better? Do you, what's your goal here? Not only the movements being gone, but learning to control your body, your emotions, your physical body, your spiritual body.
Yeah, my physical body. That's my goal, is to not be moving around. I mean, it's
okay.
like, you know, involuntary swaying if I'm standing up.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right. Well, I want to, as I said, Heidi had told me about it because she's a good friend of mine, and she was super excited for you, and so I want to help, you know, anything I can do. So we're gonna do
yeah,
that.
She told me she was going to talk to you about it and work with you.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
this,
so.
And we were going to get, you know, all kinds of tools and stuff, you know, with meditation and,
right.
yeah, all of that.
So in a meditation, if I were to say, like, you know, like visualize the color green, that's your color for calming, right? And
yeah.
And what's another word? That did you have one called peace or love or any of those, or do you
no.
remember?
No,
okay.
just words.
Okay.
You know, first it was calm.
Uh-huh.
And then. Peace.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
Then, you know, and then love.
Okay. So was there a color associated with that? If you remember, great. If you don't, I'll find them from Heidi.
Yeah, calm is green for me.
Okay. And peace, do you remember that one?
Yeah. What, honey?
Do you remember peace? What color was peace? Do you
no,
remember?
I didn't have one for peace.
Okay. So a love, was there a
the
color
only,
with that?
Calm was
okay.
the only... color.
All right. Well, good. I'll have to make a meditation for you with that. Those three words, and put the color green with it. And that way you can build on. I think you got a base with Heidi, right? And then you can build your own base with the meditation. And how cool is that? That's good. Did you, how about your sweetheart, Dane? Is she supporting you with that? Or what does she think?
Yes, of course.
She
wants to do, you know, anything that I can do to stop this movement.
Yeah, no,
it's
I understand.
Like, you know, even when I'm supposed to be relaxing, like when, you know, we would go over to her mother, she said that she and her mother, I was laying on the bed over her mother's because that's what I do when I go over. That's my time to lay on the bed and relax. But my body, my hands and feet and everything were, nothing was still, even when I was supposed to be resting.
Okay. All right. And nothing was still. It was just still moving.
That's the way it is. And it's like, makes you tired. You know, it's like your body is constantly moving and not in a state of relaxation. Complete. Be still relaxation.
Wow. Well, sorry, it's neat. But so you can, so Dane has seen you do that when you're supposed to be resting and almost sleeping, or maybe you're sleeping and you're still moving. And you said that your mother was like that, right? Am I getting it? Okay. So there's a genetic connection.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And I know your son, does he have it, or your granddaughters?
No.
Or, okay.
No. Just me.
All right. Just
Thank
you.
Goodness.
Yeah, right. I understand. Well, I can't wait till you tell Brian. Have you told him yet about it, or what's your thoughts on that? Are you going to just...
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you don't let him
see it.
So
it just happened over. It happened on Friday afternoon.
Okay, that's right. I remember that. So, and when you're watching the game, were you still watching totally focused on the game, the Cowboys playing? Then you know it's really working when you can totally focus. What do you think? Anyway, that's cute, Tony. I'm really happy for you.
I am. So it's like, that was another thing. If I could learn, I mean, and I know about deep breathing. So one of the, you know, what she did was she started me out with deep breathing, and like you do with the meditations, I have to remember to do that. I don't always remember to deep breathe.
Well, you know what? I never realized this. It's only been in the past few years, but deep breathing is really, really, really important. And I'm going to create a meditation for you using the peace, calm, and love. I'm also going to use the deep green and also some deep breathing for you. So I can do that to help you. And so you can have the results that you're looking for and continue to have them, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I know miracles happen. Hypnotherapy is amazing and wonderful. My mother was actually a hypnotherapist, too, well. Yeah, she was. And
you were never hypnotized?
I was. She hypnotized me a couple of times, and I was actually, but it's been a long time ago because my mom died a few years ago. I didn't think it would work, and I did not think it would work. But my mom actually did it for me, and I hadn't been able to sleep, and sleeping was hard for me, and so she put me into a suggestive state, and I was able to sleep. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I fell asleep when she was doing that with me. I was like, it's the first time I had slept in such a long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it was good. And, I'll never forget that. And I didn't remember about her doing that until just now. I was actually talking to you. It's like, yeah, my mom is a hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
And she actually helped a guy I was dating at the time. And he was really struggling with an emotional situation with his ex, and my mom helped him. It was amazing what she did, and he goes, Tari, I never thought that would work, and it did. Thank you for reminding me of that, because it's been a long time since I thought of it, but she helped him with it, and she also helped with smoking, somebody quitting smoking, and, you know, so it's a modality, or it's a situation, however you want to look at it, that works. You got to be willing and be open. That's what I really know.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. You've got to be willing you know, to be open to different things like this. So, I saw a little quote thing yesterday. This is a different kind of a subject, but you and I were talking about people letting their fears stop them.
Right.
So it was the best way to gain self-confidence is to do what you don't want to do.
Isn't that true? You're so right on about that, right? So
yeah, and I mean, I thought exactly about you and I, and you know, the conversations we had had about your mother-in-law and people like that that literally let fear stop them from doing something that's going to be beneficial to them.
You're right. That's
and,
very
and
true.
And I've just never been afraid. And I don't have any empathy or anything like that with people. So, well, you know, maybe I have, but it's whatever has come up, I've just done. Rather than sitting back, and what I've noticed is that if I just do what I don't want to do, it's a whole lot easier for me to conquer that. On the other side, it's like, oh, yeah, what was that about?
You're funny. Yeah, right? Because, you know, I always, and those who are listening now or listening later, I always tease Tony a little bit. I go, you put on your superhero cape on and your big superhero shirt on and just go, you know, you face everything. That is one thing I admire about you. You face it all and you deal with it. Most of us will, you know, and our Tony's wife says that she says, Tony, I will be on the side of the wall, like inching myself up there. And there's Tony passing everybody by, her head straight, her eyes straight ahead, looking at what she's got to face. And I admire that. Should we all be that strong, you know? And maybe hypnotherapy, not maybe. I know hypnotherapy would help, you know. You were born without that fear. You just face things.
Yeah.
And I respect that. So if anybody has like a challenge with any kind of fear, you know, I used to be afraid of heights, right? So I made myself get over it by climbing, rock climbing, and also jumping out of a plane. I don't have a fear of heights anymore, but I don't think everybody should do that. It's just something I said.
They don't have to go to the extreme.
Yes, right. They don't, you know. I have a friend of mine that is afraid of a relationship and afraid of being happy.
Yeah.
People are afraid of fears of everything, or physical, like, alcoholism or anything like that, which is a physical disease. And, you know, you can use hypnotherapy for that. And I appreciate you sharing your story today. I will create a meditation for you to help you with that. By the way, you guys, Tony is, those who are listening now or later, she's becoming extremely more psychic and more intuitive and able to connect with the other side. And I know you have wanted to connect with your father. You did it once, and then last week you did it again.
Yeah.
And meditation puts you in that state of mind where you can connect to the other side, and that's a good thing. And now you got you're going to be able to control your body and have more control over that. And when you can control yourself, that's amazing. So we're going to get ready to lose people. And if anybody wants more information about Heidi, then hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. You know, Tony and I will get that over there to you. She's amazing, guys. She's helped a lot of people with a lot of different challenges. And I have a friend of mine that's going to her today that has osteoporosis, and she's young. And you know what? You can change anything, but like you do, you have to face it and then get it done. So Tony is now off of, regular medicine. She does naturopathic medicine for her depression. And she is I love you, man. You are a character. You and Dane both are. So I appreciate what you guys do. Anyway, Tony, let's say a prayer. And that's what we're going to do, okay? So, dear angels, dear God, dear soul family of Dane, her sweet dad, Jack, and her Nana, and also Jesus, and God, and all the archangels and all the guardian angels over on the other side, thank you for helping Tony with her situation here with the body movements and learning how to release them and making herself the best version she can be. Where she can, and we're hoping that the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. even better, or come close, right? And thank
oh, yeah.
you for helping. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for helping Dane, and thank you for helping all these people in the Bahamas. We send them lots of love and any kind of donations. They've got so many out there, so we can get the help that they need. And thank you for helping all my family, all the families out there that are looking to find answers, not a problem, but a solution to all the situations that they're going through. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen, and so it is.
All right, everybody, take care. Tony, I'm going to call you right back. Okay, bye,
Thank
everybody.
You. Yes,
right.
I've got some.